Welcome to part two of my free beginner's tarot course, where you'll be learning everything you need to know to start reading for yourself, for others, and using tarot as a tool to help navigate the ins, outs, ups, and downs of life, which is so delicious. My name is Joe Monteleone. I am a modern mystic, total misfit, and founder of the Tarot Mysticism Academy, an international online advanced tarot school for mysticism, tarot divination, professional practice, and more. And I'm so excited to be working with you today. So just like in part one, I'd like you to get cozy, get your tarot journal, get your cards, and let's continue where we left off. In part one, we discussed the elements, their mundane meanings, and their mystical implications. We discussed how fire was awareness and water was the object of awareness, like the object of your devotion or your love or your attention or your focus, and how air was the identity and the ego and the self that arises between the two, and then how Earth and the Suit of Pentacles was the material manifestation or experience of the world that results from that identification. Remember, if you understand that, it will completely transform your understanding of tarot, because tarot is a symbolic expression of the creative act. And that creative act is you, the universe, and everything happening now, all at once. So, we also looked at the elements as they can be interpreted in a mundane context, in a normal day-to-day life stuff. So fire and the suit of wands being a suit of career, ambition, creativity, and desire, and purpose, and how cups can, and the suit of water can represent family, love, relationships, emotions. How swords and air can represent the mind, logic, intellect, thoughts, ego, society. I would even tack on technology and communication there as well, but that's just me personally. And then the suit of pentacles, earth, which represents the physical world, matter, and money, which is an abstract measurement of the material world to a degree. Also our work, effort, physical body, our wellness, all that. I introduced to you last week the technique of using what you now know about the elements in conjunction with the suit symbols and the scenery of the tarot cards. We're going to continue that technique this week with the suit of wands. So just to review the two steps. Step one, locate the suit symbol and recall the element that it represents and what that means. Step two, notice the relationship between the suit symbol and the surrounding image. That relationship will show you what this card is concerning in terms of the element. Just to flex real quick, it is a Joe original technique. I haven't seen it in books. It probably exists in books and teaching somewhere, but this is just something I've come up with to help people like you start reading tarot more easily without having to memorize a bunch of symbols and esoteric systems. If you want symbolism and esoteric systems, I have a huge tarot curriculum at Tarot Mysticism Academy that teaches everything from Neoplatonic philosophy to Kabbalah, Hermeticism, all the way up to reading professionally, ethically, and lucratively. I teach it all. But for now, we're just taking it slow and enjoying the ride. So yeah. Okay. Let's use that exercise for the 10 numbers. And what I recommend you doing is pausing the video, thinking about it, and writing down your discoveries and your thoughts in your tarot journal. The tarot journal is integral in your understanding of the cards. So let's start with the Ace of Wands. First step, notice the suit symbol. What is the suit symbol? It's a wand. A wand represents what element? Fire. Fire represents what? Ambition, career, desire, intention, life purpose. So with the Ace of Wands, we're noticing that a hand is emanating or reaching out from this cloud onto a scene with a wand. So the aces can be interpreted as gifts or opportunities. Now, this hand is a symbol of consciousness. It's actually your hand. It is your hand that is literally holding the tarot cards. And the hand is always a symbol of creativity, because what did humanity start creating with? Now, I'm no anthropologist, but from my memory and my anthropologist friends, I remember hearing that at some point in our evolutionary history, we inherited these bad boys, these thumbs. And because we inherited these thumbs, it allowed us to start creating tools. And when we started creating tools, things got faster, agriculture, and then all of a sudden civilization. It really accelerated our progress, and I'm very thankful for that. So the aces represent the creative process, the ability to invent, to carve out, to implement, and to put things together and make stuff. And what are we making in this card? We're making something connected to our career, our higher purpose, our desire, our creativity. So the Ace of Wands is an opportunity or a gift or the ability to create concerning our career, our life purpose, our job, our desires. This could be a job opportunity. It could be the start of a creative process. It could be a creative idea. It could be starting a new hobby that may become your passion. It can be the beginning of a new passion. It can even be the beginning of a passionate connection with someone. Let's move on to the Two of Wands. In the Two of Wands, that passion, symbolized by the wands, are now being held onto. It's not so much that a hand is abstractly offering it to the scene, but rather somebody is firmly holding onto the wand. Now, notice the other wand. The other wand is bolted to the castle. So the two relationships, the bolts and the grasping of the wand, show us a sort of force or a sort of grasping or keeping or maintaining or putting something somewhere. Both of the wands are held firmly in place. So we could say that this card is representing somebody's career held firmly in place, or somebody's creative process and passion held firmly in place. Now, we can go in even further and notice how this duke or this ruler or whoever this person is, he's looking at a globe. So he's holding on to the wand, he's holding on to his passion, his career, his life purpose, his will, and maybe even leaning on it a bit, he's looking at the globe. So this could be somebody looking to expand their career, their job, their business, their purpose, and expand it geographically or metaphorically. Now notice the difference between the Two of Wands and the Three of Wands. In the Two of Wands, we had wands that were being held or bolted to a specific location. In the Three of Wands, the wands are standing up freely, and it looks like the person is almost leaning on one of them. So note that relationship and take that in the context of the meaning of the element of fire. This is somebody who is leaning on their career, or relaxed with their career, or trusting in their ambitions. There is a relief in this card that contradicts but also complements the force and the desire of the Two of Wands. And this card normally signifies a development, slowly but surely, of some sort of enterprise. In the Four of Wands, the suit symbol contributes to the environment and the event taking place. So we're noticing a party. They might be under a chupa. The Four of Wands here are showing that career, ambition, desire, creativity have now created a culture or a celebration. So because of these wands, the energy of fire is contributing to this enjoyment. A lot of times people look at this as celebration, sometimes marriage. I see it as the completion of a major process in work or career or personal ambitions and higher purpose. Now in the Five of Wands, we notice that the wands are used against each other. We have a group of youths in battle or in play, but in either way, there is some sort of opposition. So in this case, the wands, which represent career, energy, desire, higher purpose, there is an opposition concerning those matters. This could be competition at the workplace. This could be creative differences. This could be obstacles in your professional development. Now remember, these are my interpretations, but the goal of this course is for you to write down your interpretations. Your interpretations of this exercise will be much more valuable to you than mine and will be more effective in your tarot divination. So let's continue. In the Six of Wands, we're noticing that one wand is above all of the other ones. We have somebody on horseback with a wand with a wreath on it, and it looks like people around this person are supporting them or going in the same direction as them. So we can take that and apply it to the context of the element of fire. There's a sort of synergy in this card. There's a following. There is a leadership. Different wands, different career paths, different maybe professional positions or creative efforts of others are following this main focus. This is often a card of success and victory. Symbolized by the wreath here, this is a card of professional success, could be promotion, could be leadership positions, could be authority. Now we arrive at the Seven of Wands. Notice how this person looks like he's defending himself against the six other wands. Again, another contradiction, another contrast, but possibly a complement of these two energies. This happens a lot in tarot because, as we know, the creative process is oftentimes bouncing between extremes, adjusting itself to reach its goal. And so the tarot is going to illustrate that as well. In the Seven of Wands, we have six wands going against a seventh wand. So this could be similar to the Five of Wands, creative differences, competition at the workplace. However, instead of an even playing field or equal opposition, there is somebody being singled out. So this is somebody who has to defend their higher purpose or defend their creative work or defend their will or defend their career and what they believe in some way. In the Eight of Wands, very interesting, unlike the Seven of Wands, which has a person and has emotion and has a sort of will and intensity and urgency, the Eight of Wands has no one. There's no people in the card. It's one of the few cards of the Rider-Waite-Smith deck that has no people. And one way we can interpret this is the natural, impersonal flow of what? Creative ideas, passion, inspiration, all things to do with fire. In the Eight of Wands, creative ideas are just coming and going. And they don't care who they come to or what it means, just like how the creative process is. The Eight of Wands flying through the air may also suggest a quality of speed, direction, swiftness, and specificity. Notice how all the wands are perfectly parallel to each other, suggesting that there is a direction and that there is a goal or destination that all of this creative fervor is leading to. Now in the Nine of Wands, we have a person again. Now this person may be defending, but not as desperately as the Seven of Wands. In this one, we have a person that has a whole wall of wands behind him. Some people interpret this as a fence. I interpret it as this person's trophies. But however you want to interpret it, this person has something behind them and they've been through something. We can surmise that because of the bandage on his or her head. This is when you have put in so much effort in your creative pursuits, in your career, in your passion, in your higher purpose, that you're beginning to get exhausted. But whatever you have worked for, you have the receipts to show it. Now, if this goes on for too long, we arrive at the Ten of Wands. In the Ten of Wands, the passion that we have been so ardently working for now becomes a burden. Notice how the Ten Wands are literally pulling the person down with their weight and blocking his view from the path ahead. This is when our passions and our careers and our work get ahead of us and we lose sight of where we are going. So if you haven't yet, pause the video, go back to the beginning, and go through these 10 cards and write down your discoveries. Again, these discoveries are very important and will be integral in your journey with tarot. Make sure you subscribe so you get notified with part 3, where we look at the Suit of Cups. And if you want to dive into more advanced material like Kabbalah, Hermeticism, advanced tarot divination, or even professional practice, you can find all of that at tarotmysticismacademy.com. Much love, and I'll see you in the next video.